notes for my crazy day, my packed commute, all those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, October the 23rd. Today, the Sixers play the Detroit Pistons in Little Caesars Arena. I'm here in Detroit, better known as the D. Right now I'm about to get this day started. It's just turned 7 a.m. I just came back from working out, trying to get the blood flowing, and really just thinking about this game. You know, right now the Detroit Pistons were believed to be an easy opponent for the Sixers. I shouldn't say right now. I should say at the beginning of the season, heading into the season. This was one of the games that everyone pinpointed and said the Sixers can win. And the intriguing part about this game right now is that the fact that Joel Embiid will be going up against Andre Drummond. Now, you know, Joel, we all know, to be a beast of a center, 7'2", 285 pounds. And then you look at Andre Drummond, a former All-Star, who's 6'11", listed at 270. Now, believe me, to me, he has to be bigger than 270. If Joel is 285, this guy has to be close to that, you know. But, you know, this is an intriguing matchup because they've never faced each other again. I just looked it up. You know, Joel, the first time they played, Joel had an injury, and he didn't make the road trip to play against Detroit. They played two other times later on in the season, and at that point, Joel was sidelined, you know, with his meniscus tear. So he has yet to face him. So this is the really intriguing part about this game. I can't wait to see if we'll see Joel try to bang with this guy. I'm pretty sure if he does that, though, it's one of those things where he could probably wear down a little bit. Not saying that he's not a strong man, he is. But the fact that banging has a, you know, banging with somebody is going to make you tired. And when you combine that with running up and down the floor. And I wonder if that's the reason why we saw him throwing up so many threes and being perimeter Joel instead of low post, I'm going to give it to you, Joel. I mean, because when you actually think about it, Joel knows that they're monitoring him. He knows that if he's fatigued and if he's tired out, then that's going to affect the minutes that he plays. It's going to take away from it. So, you know what I mean? Why not go in the perimeter where there's no one out there? You don't have to bang against somebody and shoot threes. Now, you would think that against Drummond, who isn't Mr. Mobile, that would work, at least initially. But again, you know, you have to make those shots in order for it to work. But at the same time, at 7'2", 285 pounds, you know, you would love to see Joel down on the block, you know, trying to work his magic, you know, and then occasionally step out and hit a three, especially in trailing and things like that. But, you know, you really don't want him you don't really want him out in the perimeter taking these shots. You just don't. Not a lot of times. You don't want that to be his game primarily. But, you know, it's going to be an intriguing game. The Pistons are a little bit better than what people thought. I mean, they're a hungry team. They're 2-1. You know, everyone's talking about the Sixers. But it's one of those things where the Pistons are like, what about us? I mean, Reggie Jackson is also an intriguing point guard. You know, he's not quite at that all-star level. However, he's better than, you know, people give him credit to for being. And they also have the backup point guard, Ish Smith, a former Sixer, who normally torches the Sixers when he plays them. I mean, they have a hard time matching up against his with his speed. So it will be interesting to see what happens tonight. It's going to be a good game. But again, I'm really looking forward to seeing this matchup between Embiid and Andre Drummond. I want to thank you guys for listening and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At MetroPCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to MetroPCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.